dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, yeah. It's that time of the week. It's time for You Big Dummy. This is where we get real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. We read them, and then we vote on who is the dummy of the week. And by the way, if you would like to participate in You Big Dummy, you can. You can read a story on the air. What you do is find a link to a funny dummy story, a real one. Send it to Dan at nickdshow@gmail.com. Dan will get a hold of you and say, hey, we'll record you. And not only will you get to be on the air and read the article, you can also get some Lou Malnati's pizza. So it's a win-win situation. Yeah, so let's begin. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. A man was arrested after attempting to hide meth by disguising them as burritos. Los Angeles police conducting a traffic stop at 6:30 p.m. on Saturday. The police searched the vehicle and discovered 14 foil-wrapped items in the shape of burritos in a trash bag. When they opened the foil, they discovered packages of meth. Overall, the fake burritos weighed more than 25 pounds. One person was arrested on a possession of narcotics charge.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy. Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. To two. A man who attempted to elude police by burying the coat he wore during the robbery was found shivering a few blocks away. Tuesday morning, Anchorage police received a report of a Taco Bell robbery. Suspect wore a black hooded jacket with a black towel covering his face. He claimed he had a weapon, demanded money, and ran away. As officers responded, dispatchers took a call of a man taking off his coat and burying it in the snow three blocks from the restaurant. The clothing matched what the suspect wore. Police officers followed tracks in the snow and spotted a man several blocks away who was not dressed for temperatures in the low 20s. Police arrested the 34-year-old man. He faces charges, including robbery.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Some good Samaritans who helped a man get his truck out of a ditch discovered the truck held items stolen from their own store. Then, when police were summoned, they discovered the man had stolen a big truck to try and free his own stuck vehicle. Deputies were called Friday after workers of an auto parts store tried to help 27-year-old Taylor Russell Valentine of Moorhead City. A spokesperson said the couple discovered items stolen from their business. He also said Valentine had stolen a large truck and used it to try and free his own truck. Valentine landed in jail on multiple charges with a bond set at $20,000. It's not known if he has an attorney.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy. But if you and Rollo going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy four! Police say a fast food worker upset at having to work a morning shift threw a burrito at his Taco Bell supervisor. What's with burritos and Taco Bell? That seems to be a theme. Threw a burrito at his Taco Bell supervisor. Officers were called to the eatery. I'm sorry. You're referring to Taco Bell as an eatery? Sorry. That's not a word that I would think of. If I'm thinking Taco Bell, I immediately don't think eatery. Officers were called to the eatery on Monday when a supervisor reported telling the worker to, quote, stop being a crybaby, just before being beamed with the projectile. A police report says the supervisor had turned away when melted cheese from the burrito splattered on her left arm, side, and leg. It made a mess of the entire kitchen, police added. Police say the worker didn't stop there, breaking his headset over his knee before storming out.
There's something for you right here. Want it, dummy. Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Dummy number five, dummy number five. I'm still laughing about the last one. By the way, if you would like to see the picture of dummy number five, it's on our Facebook page, which is another one of the many reasons you should like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. You can see the picture of this dummy. Five suspects were arrested in southern Spain after police officers stopped their car loaded with more than 8,000 pounds of stolen oranges. Seville authorities released images of two cars and a van overloaded with fruit after an alleged theft in the town of Carmon. The suspects were stopped last week when a police patrol became suspicious of the vehicles driving in a convoy at night. Five people were detained on suspicion of theft.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
Okay. We have to vote. It's nice to have to start off the year with some really good ones and a little connective theme there. Okay. We have to vote here. We've got the dummy who tried to hide meth disguised as burritos. The dummy who took his coat off despite having to live in Alaska. The dummy who got his car stuck in a ditch, stole another truck to get it out, was helped by the people that he stole from. The dummy employee who threw a burrito at his boss. And the dummies who were transporting 8,000 oranges in tiny cars. By the way, you have to see the picture. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Okay, Dan, where are you going with this?
Any other week, that picture of the oranges would set it over the top.
Yeah.
Despite the fact we are in the middle of a snowstorm, and any other week, that guy who
burying
threw his
coat. Yeah.
I had a friend, Mike, who tried to get the golf cart he stuck in mud out by ramming another golf cart into it. So that one holds a special place in my heart. But I think the winner is obvious, not only for calling Taco Bell an eatery, but when he, in the writer, he or she said he beamed
his...
Beamed
with the projectile.
And the headset detail puts it over the top.
Yeah. Okay. So you're going with Taco Bell dummy. Well, not the other Taco Bell dummy.
Right. The throwing burrito dummy.
The throwing burrito Taco Bell dummy. Okay. And not a burrito full of meth, an actual burrito. All right. Esmeralda, huh?
It's got to be the Taco Bell dummy. The through
that's where all the loves ones where the throws somebody throws
oh,
food at
man
people.
I gotta tell you, well, obviously my choice is that. I mean, I couldn't get through the damn story without laughing. That was absolutely hilarious. So that's our dummy of the week. He beamed with a project, beamed his boss with a I'm telling you, the headset is also fantastic. Busts the headset over his knee and then walks out like a boss. All right, let's take a break. We got the news coming up next on WGN.
So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, cause Ice Cube is crazy as
F-bomb.
As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight
out of context, context, context.
Context, context.
We're in.
in?
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
Yeah, that's right. Straight out of context. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower, overlooking a very, very, very snowy and not plowed Michigan Avenue. Be careful. Hazardous road conditions are out there, so just take it very, very slow. If you don't have to leave your house, don't leave the house. And we'll be covering this massive snowstorm 24/7 right here on WGN. Keep it tuned here. Live, local, always. Yeah, so welcome back, everybody. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Fly Jams Friday. It's the anti-Valentine's Day heartbreak edition, so that's what your songs should be if you request them. 312-981-7200. We also have a Nick D Show Spies, but as you heard, it's time for Straight Outta Context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Dan, shall we begin and bean everybody with the projectile?
Very nice. Brian heard this one of Mary Sandberg Boyle.
Now I need it.
Okay.
Brian also submitted this one of John Williams.
How much work does it take to do it in the morning?
Hello. Hello. All right.
Theo emailed this one of Esmeralda.
So I kind of go up and down on that.
Oh. Wow, Esmeralda. What was that on our show?
It was on our show.
What was it?
She was talking about a TV show that she kind of love hates.
Okay.
So she goes up and down with the show.
Got it.
Theo, sorry. Theo and Canadian Bill sent in this one of Vic Vaughn.
I try to hit that.
That's good. That's good. Canadian Bill got that one.
Yes, and Theo.
Theo. And, all right.
Kelly from Elgin heard this one of Steve Cochran.
How long should she hold it when she presses it?
Oh, that's good. All right.
All right. Brian submitted the next couple ones. First up, John Williams.
I'm surprised how short it is.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay.
And another one of John Williams.
Go ahead and hit it, Elif.
Wow, J-Dub dominating so far this morning. Mm-hmm. All right.
Brian also gives us this one of Steve Bertrand.
Yeah, I looked at mine today. I'm just not going to look at it on Monday.
Oh, I know exactly what he was talking about. Okay.
And this one of Lou Manfredini.
Uh-oh, here you go, Esmeralda.
I need 4 inches. That's all I need.
Oh, Lou. Okay.
Joyce and Brian emailed this one of Rick Pearson.
Just rev it up, right?
Wow. What did he rev it up?
Rub it up.
Oh, rub it up. I thought he said rev it up. All right.
Another one of Rick from Brian and Lake Geneva Dan.
We can pitch a tent.
Rick very seldomly shows up on the old Straight Out of Context. That's fun. All right.
James sent in this one of Sam Paniadovich.
Oh, we miss him.
They pump it and pump it and pump it.
Man, is he on at all again?
He has left for Vegas.
No, I know, but I'm saying on, the, oh, on no, no, this week. So that's it left. For this Sam.
Yes.
That's it for Sam. God bless him. He was also a good provider of Straight Out of Context.
Indeed. Indeed.
So good luck in Vegas, my friend. Okay.
James also heard this one of Patty.
They pump it and pump it and pump
Wait
it.
Wait a minute. Whoa, let's go back.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's try.
You wanted to hear that one again,
did,
huh?
You know? Sam, I miss you so. All right, let's try this one.
The meat of love.
Meat of love?
Mm-hmm.
She said meat of love.
Mm-hmm.
Was that Patty?
Mm-hmm.
What, meat of love. Esmeralda, what was Patty talking about with meat of love?
I don't know.
Okay. You were there. I'm just saying. Okay.
Kevin from Iowa, Indiana submitted this one of you.
Brady could have used about 5 more inches on his fingers. I was talking about the Super Bowl, and he missed that pass. Okay.
Kevin from Iowa also emailed this one of you.
Oh, man, that's hard. What was I talking about, man?
We were talking about good synonyms to use.
Oh. Oh, because we were talking about don't use the word hard.
Correct.
Got it. All right.
Don from Marengo heard this one of Vic Vaughn.
It was just a reflex just to grab it.
What was that all about? Was that on our show?
Yes.
Well, it had to be because Vic is on our show, right?
He reached out and grabbed his cell phone when it fell out of the toilet.
Oh, that's right. He dropped his cell phone in the toilet.
Right.
And he didn't have his convenient bag of rice on his belt loop because he doesn't like wearing belts. As we discovered, nobody on the show except me enjoys wearing belts to the point where Dan's pants fell down.
Although you would still have a belt loop.
True. It's true. Yeah.
But he does not carry
rice
pouches.
He does not carry rice pouches. Just in case you drop your phone in the toilet, you should have your pouch of rice on your belt loop at all times.
I am hungry, Vic. So, I mean, Vic could be like a Siberian husky today and, like, giving out rice pouches to people he runs into on the street.
Gives you some kibble.
Oh, man. What the hell's going on?
Now I'm imagining a pack of Vicks.
Yeah, you're just running around outside helping people. The barrel around his neck.
Vic who's the cub with the icy blue eyes?
Chris Bryant?
Chris Bryant, yeah.
It would be Chris Bryant and Vic.
Yeah.
Chris Bryant has husky eyes.
Husky eyes, okay.
And Vic has the beard. So.
Vic's got the beard. Yeah. He's warm year-round. All right.
Sandy submitted this one of Lou Manfredini.
Popping onto your stuff.
Pop it onto your stuff?
Hopping on, I believe.
Oh, hop. Okay.
Sandy also emailed this one of Brian Noonan.
It is much more fun when you get involved.
Ooh. If you insist. Okay.
Josh in Minneapolis sent in this one of John Williams.
Okay, here's what your thing is doing, and I say thank you.
Oh, man. Wow, J-Dub, strong this week.
Indeed. Tim and Kelly from Elgin heard this one of Wendy Snyder.
You can plan ahead for what you want to fill those holes with next year.
Oh, man. All right.
Aaron and Aurora submitted this one of Tom Skilling.
8 to 10 inches of Rokon loving.
Of Rokon? Is that what he said? 8 to 10 inches of Rokon?
It went on to say Rokon loving snow.
Oh, okay. That's where you got to stop it right there. That's pretty good, man. That's good. All right.
And finally, our good friend Jen Leskowski emailed this one of you.
This guy's pants dropped. Was I talking about you?
Yep.
Because, you know, when we talk about dropping pants, it's always about Dan.
Johnny B and Dan.
Yeah, Johnny B. Yeah! Yeah, baby! Yeah!
I was really glad when he started here because I wasn't alone anymore.
Yeah. He used to run down the hallway with his pants around his ankles all the time when he was working here. Saying, yeah, baby! Esmeralda, did he ever drop trow in front of you when you worked for Brandmeier?
No,
he didn't. Comedic environment.
In a comedic way. Not when you have to call. I'm not saying you got to call HR. I'm just saying.
No. Okay. Fortunately, he did not.
All right.
No.
All right. We'll take a break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll come back. We've got Nick D Show Spies, and then it's Funky Fly Jams that will break your heart, the anti-Valentine's Day Fly Jam Friday.
Spies.
Hey!
Someone took your plans away. So, what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
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 Like us.
Yes. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. Very snowy on Michigan Avenue. If you don't have to go out, don't go out, and keep it tuned right here for constant updates and coverage of what's happening with the winter storm right here on WGN. And that theme means that that's time for Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever I'm mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan, what do we got?
We have two clips this week. Our spies were Brian, Peter Nicator, and Johnsburg AJ. You had joined Steve Cochran for your weekly hit, and you guys had talked about some new software that will place Nicolas Cage in any movie scene, and then I'll just let Steve take the rest from here.
And we found the tape where I called Nick DiGilio Nicolas Cage. I think this just goes with the past 20 minutes of the show where I didn't get anybody's name right, and I don't even know my own name at this point. Here's the show at 6:20 this morning. All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, man.
That's Nicolas Cage.
You did say it.
All right. Nice. Sleep deprivation is a thing.
Do we all get new names?
Wow.
Can I be
and I swear I thought I got a lot of sleepless.
He called me Nicolas Cage?
He did.
I did not know that. That's pretty fantastic. Oh, man. What's a deli? All right. Wow, that's pretty cool that Cochran called me Nicolas Cage. All right, what's next?
Our next clip was Brian was filling in for Patty earlier this week. He was talking about what single people are doing for Valentine's Day as in their own anti-Valentine's Day celebrations.
Got it.
And then you were brought up as part of that conversation.
Here we go. 3 in 10 adult consumers who indicate they are not celebrating this year still have some type of celebration plans. It can include anything from treating themselves to something special, purchasing anti-Valentine's Day gifts, or planning a get-together with family and friends. 18 to 24-year-olds are the most likely to celebrate with those kind of activities. Is Nick Nick still does his anti-Valentine's Day show, right?
Yes.
Nick has been anti-Valentine's Day, I think, since birth. Is that would that be accurate?
Maybe? I don't know. I didn't really know him when he had when he was coupled up, so couldn't tell you what it was at that point.
Yeah, I don't know. I know this show has been a mainstay for a long time. I just want to give him a hug. Go here. I'll give him a heart-shaped cookie. Give him a hug. It's not that bad, Nick. It's okay. You know. But now I'll wait for him to rail against the heart-shaped cookie offer. Hey, I could make a candy if he wants. I just want him to be happy.
I am happy. I just hate Valentine's Day. And yes, it has been since birth. When I had girlfriends, when I was married, I hated Valentine's Day. I've always hated Valentine's Day. And when the hell is Valentine's Day? It's the 14th. What day of the week is that next week?
It'll be Wild Card Wednesday.
Wild Card Wednesday will be our annual anti-Valentine's Day. And this will be our 21st annual anti-Valentine's Day. 21st, because this is my, by the way, this is my 20th year having a show, having my own show. May of 1998 was when I first had my own show.
Congratulations.
So this is year 20. So that would be 21 then, because I've done it since the beginning, right? Wouldn't that be 21?
Yes, because you include
the first one, right? Yeah. So this will be the 21st annual anti-Valentine's Day show. That'll be Wednesday morning.